Today's daf is Nazir Daf Samach Dalid. And we are four lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots, Tzofa Ketzad Yara. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yitzchak Zev Ben Shendel, and as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Yosef Leib Ben Basha. So today's daf is really a tale of two sugyas. Both sugyas are related to Tumah V'Tahira. The first half, which is Daf Samech Dal Ramad Aleph, discusses the obscure halacha within the world of Tyrus, known as Tumah Tzofa. The second half discusses the obscure halacha within the world of Tyrus, known as Tumah Satahoim. So Tumah Satahoim is a sugya that we really began yesterday, and as a result, it would require a little bit of a recap and a precap and a segue and an introduction. But being that it's the second part of the daf that's going to discuss Tumah Satahoim, we'll save that for when we turn to Daf Samech Dal Ramad Beis. But the first part of the daf discusses a halacha known as Tumah Tzofa. So what exactly is Tumah Tzofa? The Makar is a Mishnah in Masechtas Tyrus. It's Perek Dalid Mishnah Zayin. So this is a Mishnah that we've actually referred to twice in Masechtas Nazir. The Mishnah says as follows, Elu Sfeikos Shetia Ruch Hachamim. The following are a list of Sfeikos that the Chachamim were Metar. So ordinarily, if you have a Sufik, the Eirais, so you go Luchumra. Stating that, a very important Mishnah that mentions exceptions to the rule, Sfeikos Shetia Ruch Hachamim. Number one, Sufik Mayim Sheuvim LeMikvah. Number two, this is the one we're going to need, Safik Tuma Tzofa Al Pnei Amayim. Number three, Safik Mashkin. Number four, Safik Yodayim. Number five, Safik Rishus Arabim, a halacha that we discuss, Safik Tuma Rishus Arabim Sveikai Tar. Safik Divrei Seifrin, that's the halacha of Safik Durabonon Makula. Safik Achulin, Safik Shratzim, Safik Negon, Safik Nezirus, also a sugi that we discussed earlier in the Masechta, Safik Bechayrois, and Safik Karbonis. So one of the Sveikais, Shetir Ruchachamim, is Safik Tuma Tzofa Al Pnei Hamayim. So what exactly does that mean? If you have Tumah, it's floating on water. There's a suffix if you or anything Tahar came in contact with that Tumah. Ordinarily, you would say, if it's a suffix, you should go Lochumra. Kamash Malan, that being that the Tumah's Tzafa, it's floating, and it's a suffix whether or not you came in contact with the Tumah, the halacha is, it's going to be Tahar. Now, it's obvious, if we need a special chiddush that Safik Tumah Tzofa Al Pnei Hamayim is Tahar, that it must be that this Tumah that was Tzofa was in a Rishus HaYachid. Because if it was in a Rishus HaRabim, you'd have the other one of the exceptions to the rule, which is Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim Sveikai Tahar. Obviously, the Mishnah is discussing where the Safik Tumah is Bishus HaYachid. Ordinarily, Safik Tumah Bishus HaYachid, Sveikai Tameh. However, if the Tumah was Tzofa, then you have a special halacha that Safik Tumah Tzofa Al Pnei Hamayim, the halacha is, even in a Rishus HaYachid, Sveikai is Tar. Now, as it relates to the details of this halacha, that is very much the topic of Nazir Daf Samech Dal Ramad Aleph. We're going to see there was a machloikis, Reb Shimon and Chachamim, high level in terms of what the scope of Tumah Tzofa is. We're also going to see that the makar to this is learned out from Sukkim. So this is actually not Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, but rather this is learned out from Sukkim. One important piece, I think it's kedai to speak out before the daf, although it's going to very much become evident during the course of the daf, is that the only time this halacha is true, that Safik Tumah Tzofa Al Pnei Hamayim is Tahar, is if the Safik is whether or not the person came in contact with the Tumah Al Yidei Maga. If, however, it's a suffix, whether there might have been Masa, or Hesed, or Oil were applicable, or Mishkav u'Moshav were applicable, etc., etc., in those cases, you wouldn't have this halacha. So the halacha of Tumah Tzofa is the geya where there's a suffix, whether you came in contact, but specifically, when the suffix is whether the contact was maga, that's the most basic form of contact that one can have with Tumah. If, however, it's one of the other madregos, etc., etc., over there you would not have this halacha of Safik Tumah Tzofa. The other thing that's worth mentioning, although it's very obvious, is that the halacha of Tumah Tzofa is only negated with is a Safik. Safik Tumah Tzofa. If there is Vadai contact. Of course, for that you don't have this halacha. With that introduction, Zok the Gemara. Now, why are we even talking about Tumat Safa? It's kedai to just, at the very least, follow the paper trail. It's because the Mishnah, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, mentioned an example of Tumas HaTohim, Ketzad. And the case was where a person went into a Ma'ara to be Toivel from Tumas Sheretz, the Nimtza Mace Tzof Alpia Ma'ara. And there was a mace that was floating Alpia Ma'ara in water, which was at the entranceway to this mikvah. So we mentioned the concept of a Tumat Tzofa, so we digress for a moment. It's Okta Gemara, Ketzad Yorat Tzofa Inim Etamo Le'inyin Sheretz. The halacha is that if you have Tumat Tzofa, it's not Metamo B'Mago Le'inyin Sheretz, when there's a suffix whether or not there was a mago. What's the makar to this? The Tanan. It's a Mishnah Mesachtes Tyrus. Suffix Tumma Tzofa. If you have a suffix whether you or Tyrus came in contact with Tumma Tzofa, Bein Bekelim, whether the Tumma was floating in water that was inside a Keli, Bein Bekarka, or whether the Tumma was floating in water that was in the karka. Either way, tahira, the halacha is it's going to be tahira. Rav Shimon says, b'kelim t'meya, if the tumah was safa on kelim, it's going to be tahira. B'karka tahira, if it was in karka, it's going to be tahira. So we have a fundamental machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Chachamim regarding the scope of tumah safa. According to the Chachamim, the Tanakhama, it's true in all cases. Every single time there's a tumah safa, a suffix tumah tzafa, doesn't matter if it's tzafa bekalim, if it's tzafa bekarka, if it is quote unquote floating, you have this halacha of tumah tzafa. According to Reb Shimon, it's only true if it's tzafa bekarka. If, however, it would be tzafa bekalim, say you have a large keli, you have a vat, inside there's water, and there's a sheretz that's floating inside that water, and there's a suffix maga over there, you would not have the halacha, according to Reb Shimon, of suffix or tuma tzafa, meaning if that tuma would be in a rishos hayachid, you would have the regular halacha of safik tuma rishos hayachid tzvekoy takis. Zok tumar, my time in the Tanakhama. What's the makar to the Tanakhama? How did the Tanakhama know this halacha of safik tuma tzafa, and how did they know that this is true? Say if it's tzafa bekelim, and say if it's tzafa bekarka. Amar Rav Yitzchok bar Avudimi k'sif. It's based on the reconciliation of what would seem to be a stira between two psakim. One pasuk says, al teshaktu sam shiseichem b'chol asheretz hashoyretz v'loy sitamu bahem v'netmei sembam. Now this pasuk discusses tuma sheretz, and it's mashma b'chol mokoyim shehu sheretz, that the sheretz has the ability to be metama regardless of where it is. Pasuk doesn't get involved if it's in the oretz, if it's in the mayim, if it's flying. Al teshaktu esam shoyseichem b'chol hasheretz hasheretz, period. Fixiv, there's another pasuk that says, v'zelochem atomei b'sheretz hasheretz al ha'oretz ha'chilet v'ha'achbar v'atzav l'mineu. So this pasuk is discussing some of the Shmoy Nishratzim, and it mentions al ha'oretz. So, okay, tzad, there seems to be a contradiction. On the one hand, the pasuk says, b'chol hasheretz hasheretz, b'kol makam shu sheretz, and then it says al ha'oretz. It sounds like dafke it's al ha'oretz, meaning, if it's al ha'oretz, it's for sure going to be metama. But what if it's not alarts? Is it metama or is it not metama? So said the Chachomim, you have to say, vaday magoy tomei, sofik magoy tar. If there's vaday tuma, sofik tuma. As it relates to vaday tuma, that's b'chol hasheretz hasheretz kol makom. Vaday tuma is metame everywhere. Even in the water, even if it's tzafa, as opposed to sofik tuma, that's when you have the din of al ha'aretz, because safik tuma tzafa is not going to be metam. Reb Shimon, my time. What about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon is chaylik with the Tanakam. Reb Shimon agrees to the concept of tuma tzafa. However, he was mechalik. He split hairs within tuma tzafa. He said if the tzafa is bekelim, it's going to be tmeya. If it's bekarka, it's going to be tmeya. What's the makar to Reb Shimon? Amar ula ula sit ksiv. He based it on a stira and the reconciliation of that stira in a different pasuk. The pasuk says, ach mayon ubar, mikve mayon yeh tahar. So the pasuk sounds like it's saying the ratio that a mayan ubar and a mikvah mayan yitar is not mekabel tuma. Then the end of the pasuk talks about tumas nevelo. And Reb Shimon held that there was a stira in this pasuk. What's the stira? Because from the first part of the pasuk it sounds like ach mayan ubar mikvah mayan yitar, that if the tuma is tzafa on mayim, it's going to be tar. meaning even though the Pshutei Shel Mikra is discussing the actual mikvah, but Rav Shimon's darshining it as if we're saying that the sheretz that the pasuk describes at the end of the pasuk, if it was in a mayim ubar mikvah mayim, it's going to be tar. And then it says v'nagevel v'flasam yitma, which is mashma that it's going to be tameh even if it's in the water. So from the first part of the pasuk, again not the pshutei shel mikra, but from the first part of the pasuk, Rav Shimon's hearing that if the tumah is saf on the mayim, it's going to be tar. And then from the end of the pasuk, v'nagevel v'flasam, even if it's in the mayim yitma, it's going to be tameh. Okay, it's sad. How do you answer this kasha? Safa became tameh bekarka tar. It depends on where it was safa. If it was safa in the mayim, in the bar, in the mikvah mayim, if it's bekarko, then anuchinami, it's going to be tar. V'negeben of loss of yitma, there is a time where if it's safa mayim, it's going to be tar. When is that? If it's safa bekalim, and that's what Rav Shimon knows his chilek, that within the world of tumat safa makes a difference if it was safa bekalim or if it was safa bekarko, bekalim is going to be tar, bekarko it's going to be tar. So this concludes the first sif cut in the world of tumat safa, and that is a concept of tumat safa. The makar is a mishnah masach des tairis. The halacha states that if you have a safik tumat safa, even if it's pershus ayachid, Sveika is going to be Tahar. What's the definition of Tumat Safa? Machloikis Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, the Tanakama, it doesn't matter where it's Safa. It could be Bekalim, it could be Bekarka, it's always going to be Tahar. According to Rav Shimon, it's only if it's Safa Bekarka, it's going to be Tahar. If it's Bekalim, it's going to be Tameh. My time of the Tanakama, Psukim, my time of the Rav Shimon, it's also learned out from Psukim. Second halacha. Tanu Rabbana. We learned in a Braisa. This is a Tesefta Mesechtis Tyrus. Kolani Tolim Vahanigrorin. Sveikon tome. What happens if you have tuma that's tsafa? It's floating on water. However, somebody was holding on to it. It was nitalin. So it's in the water, but it's also in somebody's hand. Or it's nigrarin, the person schlepping it along the water. So the halacha is, even though safik tuma tsafa is tahar, but in this case, sveikon is tome. Because being that it's nitolin or nigrarin, we don't look at it as a pure tzafa. Thus, it's not subject to the special chiddush of tumat tzafa. Because we look at it as if they're munachim. The fact that they're nitolin and nigrarin gives it a din munachim. V'hanizrokin. If, however, somebody would throw tuma, so you have tuma, it's not floating in water. It's also not munachim, but it's flying. How do you have tuma flying? Somebody threw it. It was nizrakin. Then the halach is sveikon tahar. And pashup shad is because we look at nizrakin as if it's tsafa, and it falls under the halacha of safik tuma tsafa, where the halach is sveikon tahar. Chutz says the Braisa, there is a time where if you have tuma that's nizrakin, you're not going to have the halacha of tsafa. When is that? Min kezayis min ames. If somebody throws kezayis min ames and it goes over somebody's head, so that the tumma, the kezayis min ames, which is metama, was mahal over somebody, v'amal al pnei tumma, or if somebody himself is mahal on a tumma that's nizrakin, v'chaldovish ha-metamin melumala kilamato, or if you have any other contact of tumma, such as where the tumma was metama milamata, and milamayla, lasuye, what is that? Coming to be married, what's an example of that? Zava zava. So zava zava has a unique type of tumah. It's metama mishka v'moisha. It's metama anything that it sits on, anything that it lies on. And there's a special chiddush that if a zav would sit on a pillow, let's say, and there are 10 pillows, not only would it be metama the one on top, even the ones on bottom. The same is true if you put things on top of the zav. It's metama milamayla kilamata. All these types of tumas, whether it's Tumas oil of a mace, or whether it's minmata milmailo of a zav, do not have the halacha of nizrok and tzvek and tahar. And the reason is based on what we spoke at in the introduction to the daf, and that is the whole halacha of tumat tzafa was said regarding tumas maga. However, it's negay another type of contact with the tumah, such as oil, or such as milmala kilamata bezav. So in those cases, you wouldn't have the halacha of tumat tzafa. So there, even though nizrokin is tzafa, and based on that, you should fall into the safe harbor of the Mishnah Masechtas Tyrus. You're not going to. And the reason is because we're not dealing with maga, we're dealing with a different form of tumah. That's the second halacha that we have over here. So the second seif katan regarding tumah safa is that safa doesn't have to be dafka, that it's floating in water. Nizrakin is also considered safa. If, however, it would be nitolin and negrarin, even if it is safa ala mayim, it would not be considered tumah safa. Additionally, tumah safa is only negay when we're dealing with tumas mag. But if you're dealing with another type of tumah, the Braisa mentioned oil and the unique type of tumah of milmalu kilamata by azav and azava, over there you would not have the halach of safik tumah. Zok the gemar. But Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama had a shaila, and as we're going to see, it's seven questions that Rami Bar Chama had. Shaila number one, mace pickle. What happens if you have a mace, you have a gezayis of a mace that's inside a keli? It's munach in the keli, the kli tzaf al pnei amayim. The kli itself was floating on water. So you have a keli that's floating on water, the keli is tzafa, the mace is munach in the keli, but the mace itself is not floating. The mace is munach. Ma, what's the halach? I mean, do we look at it as a tumat tzafa? So that safik bershus hayach etzvei kaitar? Or do we look at it as not a tumat tzafa? What's the shaila? Basa kli azlinon. Do we follow the kli? The kli is tzafa, so that we look at it as tumat tzafa. Or basa misa azlinon. We look at the gezayis of the mace. I mean that the gezayis of the mace is munach. We'll look at it as munach. It's a very elementary ibaya. The mace is munach in a kli that's tzafa. So the question is, how do you view the tumat? Do you view the tumat as tumat tzafa because the keli is tzafa? Do you look at the Nes as not tumat tzafa because it's munach inside the keli? In timtzaloi mar, the Rosh's girsa is lav basar kli azlinan. If you're going to tell me that we don't look at the kli, meaning we don't look at the tumah as being tumat tzafa, being that the kli is tzafa, but to the contrary, we look at the tumah as being munach, being that it's munach inside the kli. Mace al gabi sheretz mahu. What would be if you have a mace and the mace was munach on top of a sheretz? So it wasn't munach on a kli, but rather it was munach on a sheretz. So here you have a mace not on in a kli that's saf on the mayim, but you have a mace that's on a sheretz that's saf al amayim. So the mace is munach on the sheretz. The sheret itself is saf al amayim. What's the halacha? Do we say, kiven the haytumas erev, the haytumas erev, kiman the machta tumah bekli damyo? Do we say that we look at the mace and we look at the sherets as being two different things? And the reason is because even though they're both tame, a mace is metame and a sheretz is metame, but it's different types of tomo. If someone comes in contact with a sheretz, he's tame to maserev. If someone comes in contact with a mace, he's tame to mashiva, right? Someone comes in contact with a sheretz, go to the mikvah, wait until the erev, herev shemesh, and then you're going to be tar. If someone comes in contact with a mace, who yischata by b'yei mashlish, u'b'yei mashvi. So if that's the case, maybe we look at the sheretz, agabi mace, command the mach, the tumah b'kli damyo. We look at it as it's two separate entities. Oidomar, maybe not. Maybe tumas smichti, at the end of the day, they're both tummy. I mean that they're both tummy. We look at them as being one. What does that mean? If the sheretz is safa, so we look at the mace that's al gabi, the sheretz, as being safa as well. If you're going to tell me that being that they're two different types of tumas, so we look at the sheretz as if it's, we look at the mace as if it's inside the sheretz because it's two different types of tumas. And being that the sheretz is tzav, we look at it as tzav. But what would be that if you have sheretz al gabi nevela, if the sheretz would be on a nevela? So it's not on a mace al gabi sheretz. The gersoyas here are very, very tricky. But what would be if you had a sheretz al gabi nevela? The nevela tzafa, and the nevela itself was tzafa. Now, what would be the halacha over there? Now, what's the difference? Over here, it's different because side the sheretz and side the nevela are both tamei tumas erev. They have the same extent of tumah. Give me the travaya tumas erev inun. Being that they both are tumas erev, so tumas smichtahi. So we look at it as being one chefza of tumah. Or maybe no. Haikazayis vaikadasha. Although they both are tumas erev, but they have different shiurim of tumah. One is sheer is bekazayis. The other one sheer is bekadasha. And being that they have two different shiurim of tumah, so it's for that reason, maybe we would look at them as one. And if we look at them as one, we're going to look at the sheretz and the nevela, not as if one is sitting in the other, so that it's munach, but rather as if they're one chefza, and being that the underlying chefza is safa, so we're going to look at the chefza on top, as if it's going to be the same. Well, says the Gemara, sheretz al gabi sheretz mai. What about if you have a sheretz al gabi sheretz? Meaning, Hani vaday chad sheyurinino. Do you say that even if you want to tell me that if you have nevela and sheretz, you're going to look at it as two separate things? Why? Even though they're both tumas erev. Because one shear is bekizayis, and the other one is shear is bekadasha. But what if I have a sheretz al gabi sheretz? Over here, it's chad sheyurinino. Over here, it's one shear. So being that it's one shear, maybe for sure you look at it as one entity. So you look at the top sheretz as if it's attached to the bottom sheretz, and you look at them as if they're floating. I don't know. Maybe keep it the mifsiki me'adadi lai. Or do you say that the bottom sheretz at the end of the day serves as a hefsik? If it's a hefsik, the top sheretz is not viewed as one with the bottom sheretz and floating in the water, but the top sheretz is munach in the bottom sheretz, so it is viewed as tumma that's munach, and it's only the bottom sheretz that's the one that's safintim. If you're going to tell me that, that the second side is the real side, that we look at the top sheretz as if it's sitting in the bottom sheretz, not as if it's one and it's all floating, and therefore it's viewed as that's munach, not tumot safa. Sheretz al gabi nevela sheni meichama. What would be if you have a sheretz that was al gabi nevela? So now we're going backwards. We're going back to sheretz and nevela, which are both tumas erev, but they have different shiur. Sheretz is bekadasha, and nevela is bekizayis. However, the nevela was nimeicha. The nevela was nimeach, meaning it was liquefied. Here, there's more of a tzad to say that they will be considered one. Why? Because do we, maybe kiven the nimeicha havalei mashka. Being that the bottom tumma, the nevela, was nimeach, so maybe we look at it as a mashka. If we look at it as a mashka, so it could be we don't view it as a hefsik klape the sheretz that's on top. If a sheretz is sitting in a salad, so then you could view it as a hefsik. But if you look at it as a mashka, if I care, maybe it's even mechubber to the Maya now, so it's Safa on that in and of itself. But the bottom line is, being that it's a mashka, so it could be over there, we will look at the sheretz on top as if it's Safa. I don't know. Hay uchluhu. Even though right now it's liquefied, but originally its source was oichel. It's oichel that sat out in the sun. It's oichel that was liquefied somehow. So that really, it's oichel, really, being that it's really oichel, maybe you would look at it as a hefsek. And if you're going to tell me that we view it as an oichel, sheretz agabi shech vazerum, what if you have sheretz agabi shech vazerum? So shech vazerum is also tamei. So what would be if you have a sheretz al gabi shikhvazera? Shikhvazera is also a liquid. So again, same shiloh. Do you say that the sheretz is munach on the shikhvazera, which is floating on the water? Or no, the shikhvazera is viewed as mashka. And shikhvazera was never oichel that became mashka. It was always mashka. So maybe over here, for sure, we would look at the sheretz that's on top of the shikhvazera as if it's Tzav imtim, so we keep in the misakra, havalei ki yuchlo. But I could say, says the Gemara, Rami Barcham is still talking, that maybe Sheikh Vazer is also viewed as an oichel. And the reason is, because it's misakra, comes from the guf of the person. And the person is a salad. And being that it's yoytzimi, gufa adam, so maybe we look at it as being an oichel. Sheretz agabi mechatos. What happens if I had a sheretz that was agabi mechatos? U mechatos, sofen al pnei amayim. And the mechatos was sofen al pnei amayim. So this is the mechatos of para adumofe, which is also metama. So you're going to say, what? The mechatos is metama, of course, because we know the para aduma was metara, the tmeima was metama the toira, so it's also metama, and that's a liquid, and it didn't come from oichel, and it didn't come from a person, so that's a liquid, that's mamish a liquid. What would be the halacha? So if you have the sheretz that's on top of the mechatas, which is floating on the water, do you look at the sheretz that's on the mechatas as being munach on the mechatas? So that if you have a tafik, you have a safik b'shus hayachid, it's safik tumer b'shus hayachid tzveikai tame. Or do we look at it as being part of the mechatas or floating on the mechatas? I mean that the mechatas itself is safa, so that we're going to look at this tumer as being safa as well. So that if there's a safik b'shus hayachid, it's going to be tzveikai tahar. What is the halacha? Says the Gemara, some classic lashon nazar mishuna lo yadinan. We don't know, and as a result, teiku, this is going to be a teiku. Usually we would just say teiku, but this is nazir, so the lashem is mishuna, it's lo yadinan, we're not sure, teiku, it's going to be a teiku. So what's the recap? Again, the gersoy is a little bit hard, but what's the recap of Rami Bar Chama's 70 bayas? The yisoid was all the same. The yisoid was, what happens if I have tumma that's munach on something that itself is tzafa? Do I say that, being that the tumma itself is munach, I look at it as tumma that's munach, not as tumma safa. So it's bound by the regular halachas of safik tumma. Or do I say that being that the tumma is on something which is safa, so the entire tumma is viewed as being a tuma tzafa, and it has a special halach of suffik maga by tuma tzafa. Svei Kaitar, Lamar Kedisle, Reb Shimon, and the Rabbanon. And he really broke down the shayla in seven different madrigas, seven different levels. Starting where the tumah is inside a keli, where the keli is a heftza, it's a hefsik, it's an entity unto itself, so that the tumah, whether it's a ksais min ames or a sheretz, whatever it is munach inside the keli, where the keli safa. Do I look at it as tumah safa? Do I not look at it as tumah safa? And then he built up until finally he got to the last case, which was where the sheretz was tzaf, or it was munach al gabi mechatas. So it's on top of a dover that's tameh. The dover tameh is mechatas. Mechatas is a liquid that wasn't a solid ever, didn't come from a solid ever. And right now the tumma is al gabi mechatas, which itself is tzaf. Again, do I look at it as tumma munach? Do I look at it as tumma tzafa? And the answer to all seven of Rami Bar Chama's Ivayas seem to be teiku, that Tishbi Yataretz Kushes Ve'abayis. Either way, we turn the page and we turn our attention to the second part of today's daf, which was really the topic of yesterday's daf, which is the halacha of Tumas HaTohim. So again, let's chazer over. What is Tumas HaTohim? There's a halacha L'moshe Mi'Sinai in the world of Tuma V'Taira that relates to the Nazir and the Oysa Pesach, ironically, which states that if a Nazir or an Oysa Pesach came in contact with Tuma, but the Tuma that he came in contact with, he was not aware of, and there is nobody, literally from sea to shining sea, in the world that was aware of that Tuma. The halacha is that the Tuma is not going to be Soyser as Naziris in the case of the Nazir, and it's not going to trigger Pesach Sheni in the case of the Oysa Pesach. Now, to be clear, if a Nazir or Oysa Pesach comes in contact with Tumas HaToyim, he's Tameh. That's not a question. What we're discussing is whether he's Tameh with regards to the unique Tumah of the Nazir, and what we're discussing is whether he's Tameh with regards to the unique Parsha of the Pesach Sheh. The Mishnah and the Samach Kimel Amar Aleph said that as it relates to the Nazir, the only time you have the halacha of Tumas HaToyim is if it was noidaloi to the Nazir that he came in contact with Tumas HaToyim after he did his teglachas. Meaning, after he did his teglachas of Tayr. So this was a Nazir, he was a Stam Nazir Islam Yoim, 30 days, on the 31st day, he brought his karbonas, his chatas, his oila, his shlomim, he did his teglachas of Tayr, and then afterwards he was told that, you know, 2 weeks ago, you walked over a certain ground, they just did some excavations there, and they found Tumma, you were mal on the Tumma, repeat, you're a Nazir Tamei L'Mafrei. So ordinarily, if somebody would find out that he's a Nazir Tamei L'Mafrei, you'd have to deal with it. We would say, okay, go back to day 15, you became Tamei, Hayama Rishonim Yiplu, and you'd really have to start your Naziris all over it. As if you had found out about your Tumah while you were actually a Nazir. The fact that you found that after the fact is neither here nor there. L'Maisa, it's Nizbar, that you were Tamei, which means your whole Naziris never really happened, which means you got to start Tanumfan, right? That would be the halach. But being that this tumas tumas atahoy, then you don't have this halach. But that's a very important caveat, that the only time you have the halach of tumas atahoy is if you found out after the teglachas. But if you would find out in real time, or not after the teglachas, over there, you wouldn't have this halach. The truth is, if you look in the Rishonim in the Sugya, the Rambam's a little bit faplanted, a little bit sosum, ayin benoy sekelim. But if you, the pashtos is that just like we have this tonight, as it relates to the Nazir, that the only time you have the halach of Nazir HaTohayim is if you found that after the fact. The same is true for the Oysa Pesach. So that the only time the halach is going to be that Tumas HaTohayim doesn't trigger a Pesach Sheni is if a person brought the Karban Pesach already, and after he brought the Karban Pesach, he found out that when he brought the Karban Pesach, he was Tameh. Tumas Meis, what type of Tumas Meis? Tumas HaTohayim. If, however, he would know that he's Tameh, Tumas HaTohayim, Thari brought the Karban Pesach, then you would not have the Halacha Tumas HaTohayim. That's a little bit more of a discussion, but to keep things simple, that's the way we're going to learn. So that just like as it relates to the Nazir, the only time you have the din of Tumas HaTohayim is if you find out after the fact. It's Negeya really the Mafreya. The same is true regarding the Oysa Pesach. If you find out afterwards, that's when you're going to have this Halacha. Now, the Mishnah, when it mentioned the halacha of Tumas HaTohim, gave a mashal. And the mashal was not an easy mashal at all. It's not easy on a Mishnah level. It's not easy on a Daf Yomi level. And it's certainly not easy on a Shef Shmeitzer level. But the point is, the Mishnah gave an example of where you have Tumah Yaduah and where you have Tumas HaTohim. And what emerged from the example of the Mishnah, which is what we need as a segue to the balance of the Daf, is that the only time you have the halacha of Tumas HaTohim is if at the time that the Nazir, let's focus on the Nazir, although it's no different for the Oseh Pesach, the time that the Nazir came in contact with Tumas HaTohayim, he himself was not Tomei Tumas Meis. If, however, a Nazir was Tomei Tumas Meis, and then he came in contact with Tumas HaTohayim, Loyal Zen Nemar, the halacha of Tumas HaTohayim. The Mishnah said, Ketzad, what's an example of Tumas HaTohayim versus not Tumas HaTohayim? Yara Litvol B'Ma'ara. If somebody was Tomei Tumas Sheretz and he went into a Ma'ara to be Toivol, V'nimtza Meis Sofal Pi HaMa'ara, and then he found a Meis, it was Tumas Yaduah, it wasn't Tohayim, it was right there, it was floating Al Pi HaMa'ara. Tomei, the Loch is he's going to be Tomei, even if he has a Sofik Toysa spoke out, if he came in contact with it, because Sofik Tumar B'Shosai Yachet Tzveikoi Tomei. Nimtza Meshukka B'Karka HaMa'ara. If, however, he found Tumah afterwards and it was Meshukka B'Karka HaMa'ara, so then the Halach is like this. In other words, it was Tumas HaTohayim, Yara. If when he went into the mikveh, he went just to go swimming, tar, he's going to be tar. Why? Because this is a classic example of Tumas HaTohayim. Li taher mi Tumas Meis Tomei. If, however, when he went into the mikveh, he went to become tar from Tumas Meis, then he's going to be Tomei. Shecheskas Tomei Tomei, vecheskas tar, shiraglayim l'davar. There's some pashat asvar as if to say that someone that's tahar at the time that he comes in contact with the Tumas HaTohayim, he is going to have the chiddush halacha l'moshe miSinai of Tumas HaTohayim. However, somebody that was Tomei Tumas Meis at the time that he came in contact with the Tumas HaTohayim, that person is not going to have the halacha l'moshe miSinai of Tumas HaTohayim. In other words, what emerged is that somebody that's Tomei Tumas Meis that comes in contact with Tumas HaTohayim, you don't have the special chiddush of Tumas HaTohayim. Meaning, any Tumas Meis that's meant to be Nitoisef right now, because you just came in contact with Tumah, is going to be Nitoisef. Ah, you're a Nazir, and you're a Noisa Pesach, and you came in contact with Tumas HaTohayim. Isn't there a halacha l'moshe miSinai of Tumas HaTohayim? That's the chiddush of the Ketzah. That's the chiddush of the example of the Mishnah. And that is, it's only true for someone that's tar. Cheskas tar is tar, but cheskas tamei is tamei. Somebody that's tamei, he does not have the halacha of Tumas HaTohayim. Now, just to state the obvious, but I think it's kedai to speak this out, that when the Mishnah says that somebody was Tomei Tumas Meis, the Nazir, let's say, and he came in contact with Tumas HaTohayim, he doesn't have the halacha of Tumas HaTohayim, you have to say the case is as follows. The case is where there was a Nazir, he was Tomei Tumas Meis. He went to be Toivol for his Tumas Meis. And he found out afterwards that there was Tumas HaTohayim. Oh, this Nazir has a problem. He has Tumas HaTohayim. Usually there's no Tumas HaTohayim. This Nazir is yes going to have Tumas HaTohayim. The case obviously is that when he went to be Toivol in the mikveh, he didn't know that there was Tumas HaTohayim. It was Meshukka B'Karka. He was unaware of it. And then he emerged and he brought his karbonis, he did his teglachas, he did everything he was supposed to do, the teglachas of Tumah. And then he started counting his zeros all over again, like every Nazir Tomei does. And then he finished his Teglachas of Taira. And then La'achas Shegilech, he was told that, you remember when you went to the mikveh to be Matair from your Naziris of Tomei, you should know there was Tomei that was Meshukka B'Karka. Right, that has to be the case. Because otherwise, anyways, you wouldn't have the Halach of Tumas HaTohayim. The only time you have the Halach of Tumas HaTohayim by a Nazir is when he finds out after he did the Teglachas of Taira. So obviously the case is with this Nazir Tomei, when he went to be Toivol from his Tumah, he was unaware of the Tumah, and then he did everything that he was supposed to do. And after he did everything he was supposed to do, it was this barer that when he was being retired from that Tumah, he had come in contact with Tumas HaTohayim because the mikveh itself had in it Tumas HaTohayim. In that case, you're not going to have the special chiddush of Tumas HaTohayim, meaning this person is Tomei, he never was Toivol, he came in contact with Tumah when he was in that mikveh, and as a result, for him, you will not have the special chiddush of Tumas HaTohayim. So again, what's the bottom line? Tumas HaTohayim, it's true by Nazir, it's true by Anoisa Pesach, but it's only true for someone that's Tahar, someone that's Tomei, at the time that he comes in contact with Tumas HaTohayim, Cheskas Tomei. Tomei doesn't have this special halacha l'moishim Yisinai. On that note, Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said, Nazir va'isa Pesach, a Nazir, and somebody that brought the carbon Pesach, Shaholchu bekever hatohoim, b'shvi shalahem, where it was Nizbarer, that while they were Tamei Tumas Meis, meaning while the Nazir was Tamei Tumas Meis, or this Isa Pesach at one point had been Tamei Tumas Meis, and he found out that on the seventh day of his Tum, someone that's Tamei Tumas Meis is Tamei Tumas Shiva, who is Chata by B'yem HaShlisha B'yem HaShvi. So while they were Tamei Tumas Meis, they came in contact with a Kever at Tahoyim. Tahoyim, Rav Hamnuna said, that loch is going to be Tahar. Meaning, they came in contact with Tumas HaTayim. Who cares? That's the loch of the Mishnah. I have Tumas HaTayim. My time. What's the reason? The loyalim of Tumas HaTayim, the Mister. Because Tumas HaTayim doesn't have the koyach to be soiser Naziris. It doesn't have the koyach to be soiser the Isa Pesach. And as a result, there's no problem with the Tumah. I just found out that on the seventh day he was Tomei. Yeah, but it was Tumas HaTayim. And it was a Naz of Isa Pesach. It's a Naz of Isa Pesach. Who? It was Nisbar that while they were Tomei Tumas Meis, Bishvi Shalahem, they came in contact with the Tumas HaTayim. No worries. What's the Kasha? We just spoke out this introduction. I mean, Mamish just walked into the Kasha. Masav Rava. So Rava said, Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Go back to the Mishnah. Ya Radli Tomei Tumas HaMeis. If a Nazir was Tomei Tumas Meis, and he went to be Matan in the Mikvah, and then it turns out that there was a mace that was Meshukka inside the Karka of the Mikvah, and he found out after the fact that Loch is Tomei. It's mefurish in the Mishnah that somebody that's Tomei Tumas Meis doesn't have the halacha of Tumas HaTayim. Rav Hamnuna saying a halacha that's blatantly contradicted mamish black and white shvarts and eyes from the Mishnah. How could Rav Hamnuna say such words out of his mouth? He's mamish contradicting a Mishnah. The Mishnah says mefurish, there's no halacha of Tumas HaTayim. When it comes to someone that's becheskas Tomei, another voice of Pesach, b'shvi shalohem, they're Tomei. So if they're Tomei, how could there be such a halacha? Amalei, Rav Hamnuna said, I know the Mishnah. You think I didn't know the Mishnah? That is the Makar to Tumas HaTayim. Of course I knew the Mishnah. And he said, Maidina lecha ben Nazir shemechuset teglachas. The Mishnah was talking about a Nazir who was Tomei Tumas Meis, who didn't go to the mikveh yet, who didn't even do his teglachas of Tumah yet. Over there, cheskas Tomei Tomei. I'm talking about a Nazir who b'shvi shalai already went to the mikvah, shingangangan in the mikvah, which he did on the seventh day. He also did his tiglachas of tumah. So he already did everything he's supposed to do. If he already did everything he's supposed to do, he's not b'cheskas tumah anymore. And there he will have the halach of Tumas HaTayim. So when the Mishnah says that someone that's Tomei Tumas Meis doesn't have the din of Tumas HaTayim, it's talking about where he didn't do his tahira yet. I'm talking about where he's b'shvi shalai, but at the same time, he already did everything he was supposed to do. He already did his, he went to the mikvah, and he also did his teglachas. In the case of the Isa Pesach, there's no teglachas, he went to the mikvah. So in those cases, that's where I hold, it's going to be hadar dina, that he's going to have the halacha of Tumas HaTayim, Amalei. So when Rav Hamnuna responded to Rava, so Rava told Rav Hamnuna, oh, if that's what you meant, we have nothing to argue about. I'm asking to you, my dina l'chav nazir, and the Tos has the girsa v'oisa pesach shem mechusat teglachas. I agree with you regarding the nazir that's mechusat teglachas and the oisa pesach. If they already went to the mikveh and did everything they're supposed to do, in that case, deloy mechusat v'loy klum. In that case, there's no problem. And being that over there, there's no problem. Again, I said the wrong line. Amalei Rava. Rava said, Afan no maidina l'cha ba'isa pesach. And Tosfos adds the words, v'nazir, v'lay mechusav v'lay klum, that in those cases, I'm going to agree. So Rav Hamnuna and Rava, they agree. It sounded like Rav Hamnuna was saying something that contradicted the Mishnah. And the Gemara clarified that that's not the case. And really, Rava and Rav Hamnuna have nothing to argue about. They're both in unison, they're both in agreement, that when the Mishnah says that a Tomei Meis doesn't have the halacha of Tumas HaTayim, that's talking about, we didn't do his Taira yet. However, Rav Hamnuna was talking about the Shvi Shalai, where he went to the mikveh, in the case of the Nazir, he already did his teglachas. Over there is where you're going to have the halacha of Tumas HaTayim. Now, it's not so pasha what Rav Hamnuna and Rava are saying. Why not? Because even though this Tomei Meis went to the mikveh, and in the case of the Nazir, he even did his teglachas of Tumah, but he's not Taira yet. You're not Torah until it's the Shmini, until Harav Shemesh. Rav Hamnuna is talking about a Nazav Oisa Pesach, Shaholchu Bekever HaTayim, B'Shvi Shalohen. It's talking about the seventh day. If it's the seventh day, then it's obviously not the eighth day yet. And if that's the case, there was no Harav Shemesh. So really, they're still Tameh. So it's still a chiddush what Rav Amnuna and Rava say. Because the Mishnah said that when someone's Tomei Tumas Meis and he comes in contact with Tumas HaTohim, Cheskas Tomei Tomei. Reglaim Ludov, you don't have the Halach of Tumas HaTohim. Rav Amnuna and Rava are really contradicting that. Now they're making it leichter. They're saying the Mishnah's talking about where you didn't do the Tefillah yet, or you didn't do the Teglachas yet. I'm talking about where you did the Tefillah and the Teglachas. I hear the chilek, but it's still Cheskas Tomei. You smell that. That's Abaya's kasha. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rava, "From the Chusa Herev Shemesh." At the end of the day, you're still Tomei. You're still Mechusa Herev Shemesh. Amalei, he told him back, "Shimshem Emela Arva." The sun is going to set with and without our control. It's something that happens b'memela, and because it's something that happens b'memela, when something's Mechusa Herev Shemesh, we don't look at it as being Mechusa. So it's true. You want to know if this person is Tomei, is Tomei. But mitzat cheskes tumah, being that what chaser in him becoming tar is something that's going to happen b'memela, so therefore we don't look at him as being Tomei klapid alach l'mayishu b'sina of Tumas HaTohayim. And that's why the din is as it relates to Tumas HaTohayim. In the case of the Nazar of Pesach, she'ochel b'kever ha'tohim b'shvi shalahem, after they did the mikveh, and after the Nazar already did the teglachas, in that case, you're going to have the halacha that he's going to be tar, you will have the halacha of Moshe Mishinai of Tumas HaTohim. Zok the Gemara, af Abaya, hadabe. Abaya asked the kasha to Rava, that why are you looking at this Nazar of Pesach as being tar, he's mechusa harav shemesh. Rava's answer was, Shimshim Memela Arva. The sun's going to set Memela. Abaya, who asked the question, obviously doesn't hold to the Svara of Shimshim Memela Arva. Says the Gemara that even though Abaya didn't hold to the question, that's why he asked his Shaila of Vahamachusa Herav Shemesh. However, he was Hadarbe. After he heard what Rava told him, he was Chayzer. How do you know that Abaya was Chayzer? We know it from a comment that Abaya made in a completely unrelated exchange. And that is really the next and last part of today's daf. So the last part of today's daf is going to digress. It discusses a halacha, again, related to Tumah V'Tayra, but a completely unrelated halacha. It requires a tiny introduction. And that is, we know that a woman that has a baby becomes Tameh. She's known as a Yoyledes, and she becomes Tameh. How long is she Tameh? It depends on whether she has a Zachar or an Akeva. If she has a Zachar, she's Tameh for 7 days. If she has an Akeva, she's Tameh Shfuayim. Then she's going to be Tameh for 2 weeks. She's Tameh for 14 days. The halacha is that a Yoyledes Zachar is Tameh for 7 days. After day seven, any Dam that she sees is not Dam Tameh, but rather it's Dam Tahar. That's true for the next 33 days. So for the first 7 days, after a woman has a zachar, any dam that she sees is dam toma. From day 8 through day 40, the next 33 days, any dam that she's going to see is going to be dam tar. In a perfect world, she would go to the mikveh on day 7, there would be Herif Shemesh, and then any dam that she would see would be dam tar. A yoledes nekeva is tomei for 14 days. Afterwards, the next 66 days, any dam that she's going to see is dam tar. Again, in a perfect world, she'd go to the mikvah on day 14, and then any dam that she's going to see for the next 66 days, that dam is going to be dam tar. So the numbers are double for an akeva than they are for a zachar. Yoledes zachar tamei for 7 days, and then there's dam tar for another 33 days. Yoledes nekeva is tamei for 14 days, and then any dam that she sees for the next 66 days is going to be dam tar. The Gemara is going to bring a braisa that discusses the yoledes nekeva. So yoledes nekeva, for 14 days she's tamei, she goes to the mikveh, and then the next 66 days, any dam that she's going to see is dam tar. Which means, from beginning to end, this whole process takes 80 days. On the 81st day, the halacha is, the Yoledes Nekeva would bring karbonos that are outlined in the beginning of Parashas Tazria. After she bore the karbonos, now she's 100% tahar. So that, if you think about it, just from a Tumah V'Tahara perspective, for 14 days, she's tameh. She goes to the mikveh, she now becomes a tfol yoyim, a very, very long type of tfol yoyim, because she's not 100% tahar yet, until day 81. Day 81, she's going to bring her karbonis, and then afterwards, she's going to be completely tar. The Braisa discusses what happens if a woman had an nekeva, and then during these 80 days, she had another nekeva. She gave birth to another child. Now, how's that possible? child was an eifel, rachmana litzlan. If a woman gives birth to a child that's 40 days old, a eifel, meaning it had been conceived 40 days before the leida, that's enough for it to trigger tumas yeledas. So the shaila is, what happens if there was a woman that had a nekeva and she's during this 80-day tkufa, and then she had another nekeva? Now it comes time to bring karbanos on day 81. One set of karbanos or two sets of karbanos? That's the shaila. Do we say it's two leidas, so each leida is mechayev its own set of karbanos? Or maybe, you know, maybe it's only going to be one set of karbanos, says the braisa. Yoy melois tavi. Toich melois loy tavi. If the second child was born on the yoy melois, which means day 81, meaning from the time that she actually had the chiyev to bring the karban, then Tavi, she brings an extra set of karbanas. Taich malois, if the second baby was born, the nefel, was miscarried during the 80 days, so that when day 81 came, both chiyuvim of karbanas were chal at the same time, loy Tavi, then she doesn't bring a second set of karbanas. Yachol loy Tavi aleida shelifnei malois, avol Tavi aleida shelacha malois, v'tipati mishneim. So what does that mean? So Taisva says, what would be if a woman had a nekeva, and then toich malois, she had another nekeva. Tosis example is where the second baby was born 64 days. If you look at Tosis, that's Tosis lashon. Kigoyin sheyolda b'shnia b'yoyim samich dalid l'leida rishayna. So 64 days from the leida rishayna, the second child was born, miscarried. Then what happened is v'chazra v'yolda, she had a third child. And the third child was b'yoyim sav nechtal l'leida shnia. It was within 64 days from the leida shnia. Shu toich maloy shal leida shnia. Meaning it's within the 80 days of the leida shnia. Abu ula'acham l'maloy shal leida rishayna. But it's after maloy of the leida rishayna. What's going to be the halacha over there? Are you going to say that for that third leida, she's going to have to bring the second carbon or not? What are the two tzedakim? You can argue that being that the third leida was already 64 plus 64, 128 days from the first leida. So it's la'acham alois. So now you for sure can't be yoitza with the karbanos that you're bringing for the leida rishayna. So the leida rishayna, leida shnia, you could be yoitza one set of karbanos, because that all took place within the toich malois. It happened within this 80-day time frame. But the third one happened already 128 days later, which is after the 80-day time frame. As a result, you're going to need a second set of karbanos. Or you can argue that being that the third set of karbanos, or the third leida, happened toich malois of the second, which happened toich malois of the first, so we look at them as all happening bevas achas, and as a result, you could be yoitza. So that's that part of the braisa. Yochel, I would have thought, loy tavi a leida shalifnei malois, avol tavi a leida shalacha malois. If there was a leida laacha malois, meaning, even if it was toich malois of the first leida, maybe you should bring a separate set, ha-maloima, ube-malois, yimei, tahaira. And the way the Rishonim explain it, it's not a separate drasha, but it's just the same words. It says, ubim lois yimei tahaira, b'yoy malois tavi, toich malois loy tavi. As long as it's on some level toich malois, the halacha is, you're not going to bring. Either way, this is the halacha. So the halacha is that if a woman had a nekeva, day 81, she brings a carbon. What if she had another lady within that 80-day time frame? One set of karbanos. What if there was a third one, which was within the 80 days of the second? Also, it's going to be one set of karbanos. Now, really, this is a very big chiddush, right? It's a very big chiddush, this halacha. Why is it a chiddush? Befrat, the second half of it. Because what's happening is that you have a situation where the third leida is so much after the first leida, and afal pikein, you can be yoitza with one set of karbanos. I'm Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, who was commenting on this whole halacha, said as follows. He said that shani hacha, the reason over here you can be yoitza with one set of karbanos is the mechzer karban. Because being that this woman never brought her carbon from the Leida Rishayna, so as long as she never brought her carbon from the Leida Rishayna, so we look at it as if there's still a hamshacha of that chi of carbon. And being that we look at it as if there's a hamshacha of that chi of carbon, so it's for that reason you could be yaitza with one set of carbon. So now we have some more lashon nasa mishona here. Freik says the Gemara that as it relates to Rav Kahana's comment, the Bnei Yeshiva, when this was discussed, this sugya, they had a kasha. The kasha was, Hasam nami mechzer aherev shemesh. So what does this even mean? So I think it's g'day to see Tosfos inside. Dibra maschel hasam nami. Zok Tosfos hasam nami mechus ha'erev shemesh. K'moy v'havinon ba. What does v'havinon ba mean in Shas? V'havinon ba means we're discussing a sugya and we're mentioning something that was said regarding that sugya. So v'havinon ba hasam b'leida shel acham alois. When it comes to a leida acham alois, amai tavi carbon l'leida shnia. Why are you bringing a carbon for the leida shnia? Hamechser ha'erev shemesh. It's mechzer a herif shemesh. Meaning, the ikar halacha. We're going to the ikar halacha. The ikar halacha, that if a woman is a yoledes nekeva, and then she had another child. So if it was toich malois, one set of karbonis for both. If it was acham malois, then it's going to be a separate set of karbonis. So v'avina bada b'nei yeshiva didn't understand. Delayed the shala acham malois, why do you need a separate set of karbonis? And the kasha was, ha-mechaser herif shemesh. What does that even mean? Zaktois is koloimer. Milo yaskinon, aren't we talking about a case? V'isha shaloi tovlo l'soiv shvuayin kol ikar. Isn't it possible? I mean, it's not muchach, but isn't it possible that we're talking about a woman who did not do her tefillah at the end of the 2 weeks, which is when she was supposed to, right? We mentioned that in a perfect world, you would do the tefillah then. But it's possible that maybe she didn't do it. And if she didn't do it, then even on day 81, ain't it ruya lahavi carbon leida b'shayna? She's not ruya yet to bring her carbon leida. That filu hachim evia carbon al leida shalachim alois. And even so, meaning even though she didn't do her tefillah yet, still you see that she's going to bring a separate carbon for that leida. Why is it so pasha that she's bringing a second carbon? Oh, because you're going to tell me it's la'acham alois, but maybe she didn't do her tefillah yet. If she didn't do her tefillah yet, even though it's acham alois as far as the days go, but she's still in the middle of that tumah. Because if she doesn't go to the mikvah, and if she doesn't have the hair of shemesh after the mikvah, so then she's still toich that tumah. If she's still toich that tumah, so then why is it so pasha that if the child is born acham alois, then the halach is being a separate set of karbonis. That's good, I understand, if she went to the mikveh and she's 100% tahor. Now all she needs is the karbonis. So good. So now that we're holding by bringing the karbonis, it's already nachta tumah. This new leidah triggers a whole new tumah. But maybe she's still tameh from the original tumah. Maybe she didn't go to the mikveh yet. And she certainly didn't have erev shemesh yet. And if that's the case, maybe she should therefore be viewed as if she's toich malois, so that the second leida shouldn't trigger a nuchi of carbon. Right? The lashon of the Gemara is hasam nami machzer harav shemesh. The kasha is not only how do you know there was no harav shemesh. The kasha is maybe she didn't go to the mikveh yet. She's chasam more than harav shemesh. She's chasam tefila. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya heard this discussion. Mamash bringing this in for the most agavdiga reason imaginable. Abaya heard this and Abaya said shim shemenei la'arva. What you worry that she's mechuzah harav shemesh? The sun's going to set regardless. That's not considered a chisarin. And if that's not considered a chisarin, that's why we look at it as la'acham alois. Now, the truth is, you have to see the next Tosfos also, because you can't even read Abaya's words. Right? What was the kasha the way Tosfos explained it? Hasam nami mechus ha'erev shemesh, maybe she didn't go to the mikveh. And for Abaya, the sun's going to set memela. The sun's going to set memela, but going to the mikveh doesn't happen memela. So zok Tosfos, kolay ma'loy mi baya chisarin at tefila, she'enu chashat chisarin, she'ari mikveh lefana b'yad litva. Abaya is saying like this, as it relates to your kasha, that you didn't go to the mikveh yet. Go to the mikveh. That's not considered a chesaron. That's already a chiddush, because going to the mikveh is a ma'isa. Oh, but the mikveh is lefanav. U'b'yadai litvah. That's not a kasha. Af harif shemesh she'ena b'yadai. But harif shemesh, it's not b'yadai, right? It's not b'yadai for you to cause the sun to set. Nakdim ben Gurion maybe, but us not. Right, it's not b'yadai to cause a harif shemesh. So you would have thought that's considered a chesaron, like a chashav chesaron. Div shimshim me'la arva, because the sun's going to set me'la. But what's the bottom line in all this? The bottom line is that you see that Abaya was chayzer from this svara. That Abaya said Shimsha Memela Arva, and because Abaya said Shimsha Memela Arva, and Abaya had asked the kasha on Rav Hamnuna and Rava, not knowing the svara of Shimsha Memela Arva, obviously Abaya was chayzer as relates to the svara of Shimsha Memela Arva. That concludes the sugya of Tumas Tahoim. So, Amid Aleph was Tumah Tzafa, Amid Beis was Tumah Satahayim. We're not going to conclude the sugyas of Tumah until we conclude Masechtas Nazir. So, Nazir throws punches until the Hadron. But the bottom line is this concludes today's very, very difficult daf. But I think it's kedai to speak out one Ha'ara. We're going to live dangerously. One Ha'ara, it's a short Ha'ara, and really it's based on a Chakira HaYadua that is very, very important in attempting to understand the sugya. And that is, the sugya of Mesechtes Nazar Daf Samech Gimel and Samech Dalet Amid Beis is Tumas HaTahoy. It's a special halacha l'Moshe MiSinai. It was said regarding a Nazar, and it was said regarding a Noisa Pesach. One of the chedushim in the sugya of Tumas HaTahoy is that the only time we say Tumas HaTahoy is if the Nazar or the Noisa Pesach that came in contact with the Tumas HaTahoy was Tahor at that time. If, however, he was Tameh, you don't have that halach. The Makar was the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Ketzad, what's an example of Tumas HaTahayim? And usually the idea of a mashal is to explain the Nimshal in a way where it's going to be easier to understand the Nimshal. This mashal was a hard mashal. And there's a lot of chidushim inside this mashal. But when the Mishnah said, Ketzad, it's in Beispiel, what's an example of how Tumas HaTahayim is going to play out? The Mishnah said that the only time you're going to have Tumas HaTahayim is if you were Tar at the time. If, however, you were Tami at the time, you're not going to have the halach. What was the case? The case was a Nazir who went into a Ma'ara and he found out after he completed his Naziris, after he did the Tiglachas, that in the Ma'ara there was a mace that was Meshukka Bekarka HaMa'ara. Meaning he came in contact with Tumas HaTahayim. So what's the halach? The Mishnah is like this. Yarei lahaker. If when he went into the mikveh, he went lahaker just to cool off tar, then he's going to be tar. Alzen ne'amar Tumas HaTahayim. L'itar mi Tumas Meis. If, however, he had gone to become tar from Tumas Meis, Tameh, in that case, he's going to be Tameh. What's the difference? The difference is, Shnecheskas Tameh Tameh, Vecheskas Tahar Tar, Shir Aglaim L'damar. If a person is Becheskas Tahar, and he comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, then he's tar. If a person is Becheskas Tumo, and he comes in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, then he's going to be tar. And then the Mishnah ends rather cryptically, Sheraglayim L'davar. It's actually interesting that we're going to see the next Mishnayis that we're going to learn is going to mention that same phrase, Sheraglayim L'davar. So we're going to see this idea of Sheraglayim L'davar that's going to repeat itself, and it's going to repeat itself as a continuation of these words, Sheraglayim L'davar, right here in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. But either way, this distinction in Tumas HaTahayim between a Tara and a Tameh is Raglayim L'davar. What does Raglayim L'davar mean? L'shtoymi Azov Shal Toisvis, the second wide line. Kaloymer, Shetam Gadol. There's a Tam Gadol. Raglayim L'davar means there's a very, very good reason, then there's a good explanation to understand why Tumas HaTahayim should be true only for someone that's Becheskas Tar, but it shouldn't be true for somebody that's Becheskas Tameh. Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosher, and this is in Shara Chazokis, Perikov Aleph, has an Arichus Gedoyla on our Sukya. And as it relates to this specific halacha, says Rav Shimon, Ube'emes hadover tamud ma'oid. He says, this is tamua ma'oid. I'll tell you two reasons that Rav Shimon said that the sugya is tamua ma'oid. He says, number one, what's the tam gadol of chazaka as it relates to the sugya of Tumas HaTahayim? Ordinarily, and we discussed this, Rav David, after the shiur yesterday, that when do you find the idea of chazakas? Chazakas is the pshat. I have a suffix, so there's something called chazaka. So if somebody has a suffix, if he came in contact with a mace. So if he's tahar, he's becheskas tahar. If he's tameh, he's becheskas tameh. The halach of Tumas HaTahayim has nothing to do with tzveikis. The halach of Tumas HaTahayim is even if you know for sure that you came in contact with a tumah. It's true even for Vaday Tumah. If someone for sure came in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, so if you're a Nazir and you're a Noisa Pesach, you can have the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim. Meaning, it's not a sugi in Tzveikis, it's a sugi in Vadois. So what's that have to do with Chazaka? Someone that's Becheskas Tameh doesn't have the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim. Why? Sheraglayim L'davar, there's a Svar G'dol. What's the Svar Chazaka? Rabbi Mishlo, what's Chazaka have to do with anything? If there would be a Suffolk, and the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim, let's say it would be like Tumat Tzafa is a sugi in Suffolk Tumah. Okay? So then there's Machim to say Chazakas, right? For the Amid Aleph of today's daf, I can hear where Chazakas are going to play a role. But Amid Beis is dealing with Tumas HaTahayim, has nothing to do with Tzveikas, right? That's clear. Tumas HaTahayim has nothing to do with Suffolk, right? We have to know that. A Nazir for sure who came in contact with Tumas HaTahayim, if he found that after the Tiglachas, the Halacha L'Moish Misinai reads and states, Oisius Gedoilis, he's not Lemafreya going to have to be Soisiris Naziris. Okay, it's only to do with Tzveikis. It's only to do with Tzveikis. Vas pas Chazakas. Cheskas tar, Cheskas Tomei Tomei is if there would be a Suffolk. Why are we turning this into Suffolk? What if you know for sure You still have this halacha, this distinction between Torah and Tumah. It has nothing to do with it. So, a chazak in a sugya of Adar, it's tamua ma'id, said Reb Shimon. He says, but besides, it's even more tamua. Why? Because what's the halacha of Tumas HaTohayim? What's the source of it? It's halacha l'moish mi'sinai, gemara gemiri la. If it's halacha l'moish mi'sinai, b'chlal vas pas svaris. Svaris? Raglayim l'dover, Taisva says. What does it mean, raglayim l'dover? Tam gadol. Tam gadol? As if there were reasons, halacha l'moish mi'sinai. Right, the aleph beis of halacha l'moish mi'sinai is that you can't say any svaris. So if you can't say any svaris, what? The what's going on over here? What's Pasha Pshat? Fa'oitcha, tam vas svaro. Gamkein ki'inyan halacha b'litan. Poshet, where do you find that svaris could be mefarish halacha l'moshe mi'sinai v'inyan hazeh mafli ma'oit, says Rav Shimon. It's a pella, right? Two very, very clear questions. Let's go backwards. Number one, how could there be a svaro that's going to be magdar halacha l'moshe mi'sinai? And number two, what is the svaro? The svaro is that someone that's becheskes tamei that comes in contact with tumas atahayim is not going to have the halacha of tumas atahayim. If it's a shayla of sofik tumah, I understand. Well, chazak is not going to play a role. But it's not a shayla of sofik tumah. If it's not a shayla of sofik tumah, so where the chazak is, get involved. So Rav Shimon says that I think this sugya is a raya gedoyla to a chakira. He says that I once had Rav Shimon, again, this I'm really paraphrasing because it's Simon Chof and it's Perek Chof Aleph as well. And he says that he once told this over to a Chacham Echad. Kasher hitzati dvarai lefnei Chacham Echad. When I said this over to a Chacham Echad, Omar li sheshoma me'agoyin Reb Chaim of Bezin de Brisk, zeichitzadik levrocha shegam hu hichlik kidvareinu. That he said the same exact chiddush that I wanted to say. And the emphasis is this. You saw it, that we're about to say from Reb Shimon is Yodua. It's brought down Reb Chaim in stencils, between Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon brings that he heard that he was Mechavim to Reb Chaim. Mamish Gevalt. And that is, we know the halacha is that if someone is Toivel v'sheretz b'yadai, if somebody goes to the mikvah, and he has a sheretz b'yadai, he's Tomei, and he's being Toivel v'sheretz b'yadai. So the halacha is, also l'tfil. Reb Chaim cleared, what's the gather of Toivel v'sheretz b'yadai that it's also l'tfil? Is the pshat that be'etzim the tefillah was metayer the person? Someone goes to the mikvah, he's tar. Narvas, being that there's a sheretz biyadai, so he becomes tummy again, machmas the sheretz. Oye Shloimeh, Reb Chaim said that if somebody is toivel the sheretz biyadai, lay also a tefillah, because there's a din, that the only time a mikvah is matar, and the only time that tefillah can make somebody tar, is if he's going to emerge tar. If, however, when this person is going to emerge from the mikvah, he's going to be Tomei because it was Sheretz V'yadai, saying the mikvah was never Matayr him in the first place. So Tomei was Sheretz V'yadai is the pshat that the tefillah was Matayr. The reason he's Tomei is because the Maisi is touching the Sheretz. So it's true, he became Tahar from whatever Tomei he had. Abul Maisi Sheretz V'yadai. Or do we say that a Tomei was Sheretz V'yadai, also a tefillah, that being that he has a Sheretz V'yadai, and when he went into the mikvah and emerged from the mikvah, he was Tomei, so Memela, the tefillah was like also, and it's as if he never went to the mikvah either. What would be the nafkamina? So the obvious nafkamina would be, what happens if somebody was Tomei Tumas Meis? He has Tumas Shiva, and he went to the mikvah, and he was Sheretz V'yadai. If you're going to tell me that Avada, the tefillah works, no, vas you Tomei because you're holding on to a sheretz, so you'll be tar from the tumah chamura of tumas meis. And although you're going to be tamei, you're only going to be tamei tumas sheretz. But if toivel v'sheretz biyadai makes it that it's like also a tefillah klal, it's kilu. You never went into the mikvah, so it's if it's as if you never went into the mikvah, so it's going to come out when you're going to emerge. It's going. You're still going to be tamei tumas meis. L'maisa, what Reb Chaim's hachra was is a little bit complicated, and really it depends if the two tumas were on the same tumah. One was a tumah chamura, one was a tumah kala. But one thing Reb Chaim for sure said was that if the two tumas are on the same level, meaning somebody was tummy tumas sheretz and he went to the mikvah, the sheretz biyada, the simple case. So in that case, for sure Reb Chaim said it's like also a tefillah. That was Reb Chaim's vart. That there is an idea that if someone's tevil the sheretz biyada, not your tummy, because even though the mikvah was matayar you, but right now you have a sheretz biyada. But the fact that a sheretz biyada makes it, that it was like also a tefillah, and as a result, your tummy, because of the original tumah that you had. So said Reb Shimon, a nifla de gazach. Shimon said, mamish meridik. There's a halacha that a nazir, that comes in contact with tumas atahayim, the tumas atahayim doesn't make him tummy. But that halacha, that Tumas HaTohayim doesn't make a Nazir Tomei, said Reb Shimon, was only said with regards to the din that if you're Tahar and you come in contact right now with Tumas HaTahoim, the Tumas HaTahoim is not going to be metame you. This is the halacha l'moishe misinai fin Tumas HaTahoim, v'shteit by Nazir. But what if somebody's Tomei Tumas Meis and he goes into a mikveh where there's Tumas HaTahoim, where Reb Chaim said that being that you're a Toivel v'sheretz b'yodai, right, because that's really what he is. He's being Toivel from Tumas Meis and it's sheretz b'yodai. There's a mace inside the mikveh. That the halach is that it's loy also la tefillah. Yenya loy also la tefillah would be true even if the tumah that was inside the mikveh was tumas atahai. Because for that, you don't have the halach l'moshe misinai that says that a nazir that comes in contact with tumas atahai, he didn't become tamei. The halach of tumas atahai, said Reb Shimon, is where the nazir was tahar, and the shayla is, did the tumas atahai make the nazir tamei? For that, you have the Chiddush HaTorah. For that, you have the Chiddush HaTorah of Tumas HaTahoim. However, if the person was Saivi Tomei, the Shaim was not, did he become Tomei or not? He was Tomei. He went into a mikveh that had Tumas HaTahoim. And the Shaim is, could the mikveh be Matahir him? What would be the tzad that the mikveh can't be Matahir him? The tzad would be because there's a Sheretz B'yodri. Where's the Sheretz B'yodri? There's a mace inside the mikveh. What kind of mace? It's Meshukah B'karka. Meaning it's Tumas HaTahoim. If that's the Shaila now of Tumas HaTahoim, that Tumas HaTahoim is a Tumah even Klapi the Nazir. I thought there's no such thing as Tumas HaTahoim by the Nazir. There's not Pshat, there's no such Bria of Tumas HaTahoim by the Nazir. Of course there is. The Nazir comes account to Tumas HaTahoim, he's Tameh. It's not the Pshat, there's no Cheftz of Tumah. The word is the Halach L'mayish Misinai of Tumas HaTahoim was stated as it relates to the din that tumah is ordinarily soysed in Naziris. If the tumah is tumas atahim, that doesn't have the ability to be soysed in Naziris. But over here, you don't need the tumas atahim to be soysed in Naziris. All you're doing is you're making the tumas atahim to create that there was tumah in the mikveh, so that the nazir that went into the mikveh was toivel v'sheretz b'yadai. For that, tumas atahim can make a sheretz b'yadai. And you tumah tumas meis, not out the fact that you came in contact with the Tumas HaTahoim, because al zeh nemar, the regular halacha, that there's no way you could do it. But the reason you're going to walk out Tomei Tumas Meis is because it was loyal to the tefillah, like Reb Chaim said, that when someone's type of a sheretz b'yodai, he has the original tefillah. Nifladik. Meaning, if the gather of every type of a sheretz b'yodai is that the tefillah is metahir you, no, you became Tomei because you just came in contact with the Meis, so there's no mokum to say the shtickle tayra. Because at the end of the day, why is this person walking out Tomei Tumas Meis? Because of Tumas HaTahoim. There's no din of Tumas HaTahoim that soysed the Naziris. So as a result, why would he be Tomei? But once we neman Reb Chaim, that Reb Shimon said he was mechavin to, that when someone's type of a sheretz b'yodai, where it's the same level of Tumah, right? These are both Tumas Meis, where it's the same level of Tumah. For sure, you have the halacha that type of a sheretz b'yodai they says that it was loy also la tefila klal. So when this Tomei Tumas Meis went to the mikveh and he emerged Tomei, why is he Tomei? He's not Tomei because of he came in contact with Tumas HaTahoim. He's Tomei because he still has the original Tumas Meis. It was loy also la tefila. Also, it was loy also la tefila. Who said that if a Nazir goes into a mikveh for sheretz b'yodai of Tumas HaTahoim, that you shouldn't have the din of Le'asa L'Tfila? What? Because it's Alach L'Moshe Misinai of Tumas HaTahoim. The Alach L'Moshe Misinai of Tumas HaTahoim is that a Nazir Tar that comes in contact with Tumas HaTahoim, the Tumas HaTahoim is not Soyser as Naziris. That's not what happened here. What happened here is a Nazir Tomei came in contact in a mikveh with Tumas HaTahoim, and the Tumas HaTahoim is just making it that the mikveh shouldn't have the ability to be Matar this Nazir. It would be a Alech L'Havi Araya that the Tumas HaTahoim can't do that. Who states that it could do that? Where do you see that there's a halach of Tumas HaTahoim as it relates to making this mikveh not a mikveh v'sheretz b'yada? Because there's no parsha of Tumas HaTahoim by Nazir. There's no parsha of Tumas HaTahoim by Nazir with regards to a Nazir Torah comes in contact with Tumas HaTahoim. That it should be soyser as Naziris. But that's not what's happening over here. We just need the Tumas HaTahoim to make the mikveh a mikveh that's sheretz b'yada. For that, you have it. Says Reb Shimon, that's the Raglayim Ladover. That's the Svar Gedoyla Toysis was referring to. What Toysis was saying is that there's a Svar Gedoyla over here to say that as it relates to this, the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Whatever it says, it says. There's no Svaris in teaching up Halachas L'Moshe Misinai. That's not what's going on over here. But there's a Svar Gedoyla to say that the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai doesn't pass. and that halacha loy shmisinai doesn't apply as it relates to a nazir that's tamei tumas meis that's going into the mikvah because of the reason that Rav Shimon said. Now, what does that have to do with the? Had Rav Shimon answer the first kasha? First kasha Rav Shimon had was that vos pas chazokis as it relates to vos pas chazokis as it relates to tumas atahayim isn't tumas atahayim a halacha vaday. It's not only a loch of Safik. Rav Shimon says that maybe what the Mishnah means when it says Cheskasi Tameh is because this person went into the mikvah. You know for sure he became Tameh, but it's possible that he became Tahir before he became Tameh. You don't know for sure that he was mild on the mace in the mikvah before he went into a part of the mikvah that maybe had the ability to be Matarim. Meaning you know for sure he walked out Tameh. That's not a Shiloh. But it could be he became Tahir a moment earlier. If he became Tahar a moment earlier, so then he has the tefillah on the original Tumas Meis, and even though he came in contact with the Tumas Meis later, but for that you would have the regular halach of Tumas Atahai. So, being, however, that he's Becheskes Tameh, so we're going to assume then, based on the Chazakah, that he probably came in contact right away, as a result of also the tefillah, and that's why he's going to be Tameh as the original Tumas Meis. Ayin Shom Reb Shimon, if you want to see it more be'arichos. But the bottom line is, Reb Shimon said that once you understand Reb Chaim's Yisoid, this big Vart, that's the Sogya. What the chilik between a Tahar and a Tameh Tumas Meis, as it relates to Tumas Atahayim, is not that Tumas Atahayim is soysed in a zeris of a Nazir Tahar, but it can't be soysed in a zeris of a Nazir Tahar, but it could be soysed in a zeris of a Nazir Tameh. There's no raglaim l'dava for that, and if there's a loch l'moish misinai that says that Tumas Atahayim can't be soysed in a zeris, then there's no svar in the world that you can come up with that would say otherwise, because svarus don't talk to halachas l'moish misinai. And as a result, there would be no such svar. The svar that the Mishnah is referring to, and the reason a Nazir Tameh that comes in contact with Tumas Atahayim is going to emerge Tameh, is not because of the new Tumah that befell him when he came in contact with the Tumas Atahayim. It's because of the original Tumah. Ordinarily, a Tameh Meis that goes to the mikvah would be Tahar. But being that there was a Tumas Meis inside the mikvah, and he was mild on this mace while he was being toivel, so it turns out he was never toivel. Now, there would have been a havamina that maybe being that Tumah was Tumas Atahayim, and there's no Allah of Tumas Atahayim by a Nazir, so maybe it should not be as if he was type of a Sharetz B'yadai. Kamash Malon, that it is as if he was type of a Sharetz B'yadai. Why? And that's based on the Svar Gedoyla. That's based on that Svar Gedoyla, the Svar Gedoyla of Reb Shimon, which is the Svar Gedoyla of Reb Chaim, and that's when a person's type of a Sharetz B'yadai, he never had Taira. So it comes out, your Tumah is Takanat Machmas at Tumas Atoim. All we're using the Tumas Atoim is to say that you were a type of a Sharetz B'yadai. And there's no Allah HaMosh B'sina that says that Tumas Atoim can't do that. The Allah HaMosh B'sina says that if the Cheftz of the Tumah is Tumas Atahayim, it can't be soysed in a zeros. The Cheftz of the Tumah is the original Tumas Meis, which was not Tumas Atahayim. You're just borrowing the Tumas Atahayim to make the Tefillah a Tefillah V'Sharetz B'yadai. And for that, you don't have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that says to the contrary. That's the Svar Gedoyla. That's the Raglaim L'Dover that Agamara was referring to. Incidentally, Reb Shimon in that shtickle, so he says, what's the Hesber in this Lomdus, this Reb Chaim, this big Vart, that if someone's type of a Sharetz B'yadai, it's not the Pshat that he becomes Tahar, but then he automatically becomes Tameh. When someone's type of a Sharetz B'yadai, he has no Tahar. Someone's type of a Sharetz B'yadai, the tefillah does not have the ability to be matir. Why not? Why not? I think if you ask the man on the street, he would say, it's probably the first side, right? If someone's type of a sharetz b'yadai, the tefillah is a tefillah, but a sharetz b'yadai. Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, from this sugya of Tumas Atahayim, they said not that way. When someone's type of a sharetz b'yadai, it's an it kind of tefillah b'chal. So Reb Shimon is mazber, kedarka b'kodesh. And Reb Shimon says, now what's the lamdis? The lamdis is that a mikvah Skoyach to be metar is not by virtue of it removing tumah. Mikvah doesn't take away tumah. What mikvah does is it creates taira. That's what Shimon's law is. A mikvah doesn't remove tumah. A mikvah creates taira. The yisoid of mikvah is someone's tameh and he goes into the mikvah. When a person is tameh and he goes into the mikvah, so it's not the pshat, the mikvah took away his tumah. The lumdus of it is that the person was Tameh, but the Torah just threw a Torah upon this Tameh, and that Torah, it suffocates, it overwhelms. It knocks out the Tumah that he had, and as a result, he's Tahar. So the gedder of the person toiveling becoming Tahar is not, he had Tumah, the Tumah was taken away, oh, now we can reinstate your status quo, and as a result, now you're going to be Tahar again. That's not what's happening. But rather, what's happening is that a person that is toivel, the Torah gives him Torah. So said Rav Shimon, that if the gedder of a mikvah would be that it removes Tumah, so then you could say that a toivel v'sharetz b'yadai, the mikvah removes the Tumah, now with sharetz b'yadai, he became Tumah all over again. But if the aside of a mikvah is that a mikvah has to shaft Torah, how's it possible if the person has a sharetz b'yadai and he's anyways going to be Tumah, that this person should attain Torah? It's not possible. The mikvah koyach is to be matar. This person is not capable of being tar because he's holding on to a sheretz. So memel, the mikvah doesn't do anything. If what the mikvah would do is it would clean up the mess, okay, so the mikvah cleaned up a mess, now you made another mess. But if the aside of the mikvah is it gives you a chalois shem tahar, you can't be tahar because you're holding on to a sheretz. So there's no mocking for the tahira. Right? Just like if someone is tar and he touches a sheretz, he's not tar anymore. So, if someone is holding on to a sheretz, how could he become tar in the first place? Well, we're getting into heavy lumness here. But Akhubat is where Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon said that the sight of a mikveh is not that the mikveh removes the tumah. The sight of the mikveh is that it gives you a positive chaloy shem tar. So, if it removed the tumah, okay, remove tumah A, and now I'd rather have tumah B. But if the vard is it needs to make me into a tahar, then just like someone that's tar that becomes tumah is not tar anymore. So, almost b'teretz kal v'chomer, if I'm tumah already, then how's it shayach now that I'm going to be tar? So the mikvah can't be matar someone that's holding on to a sheretz biyadeh. If it can't be matar someone that's holding on to a sheretz biyadeh, then what's going to emerge is, what's going to come out is, you're going to end up having nothing. The Chavatzela Sashar, and I saw in Parshas Chukas, he has a little bit of an arichos on Reb Chaim's raid, and I saw he shtels su, a beautiful tzushtel, the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayis and Masechtas Parah, where the Rambam says, V'zela shayne. Vihine, ein hevdol bein ish aloi nitma la'olam b'meis, u bein ish asher nitma kol yomov, va'acha kach tova v'hiza olav gimel v'zayin. There's no difference, says the Rambam, between a person that was never tameh, or a person that was tameh, asher nitma kol yomov. His whole life he was tameh. But then he was tova v'hiza olav gimel v'zayin. Elo, says the Rambam. Shezeh asher huza olav, the person that was Tomei Tumas Meis and he got Tahira, Yoiser Godal HaMadrega B'Tahira. His Madrega Tahira is bigger. L'fisha HaPosik Kvar Shafat Olav Shehu Tahar. Kiyodua. Because the Pasik Paskin on this person, that he's a Tahar. So says the Rambam, you have two people. One person never became Tomei in his life. The other person was Tomei his whole life. Nazar Shoyim Metabal HaMeisim Kal Hayoy. And then afterwards, after many, many years, he decided he's going to be tar. They're both tar. Says the Rambam, you know whose madrega satayra is more? It's the person that was tummy that became tar. Why? Because the pasuk paskin that he's tar. So the Chavetz Chaim Sasharon said that lefi this raid for Reb Chaim, the hezmer for Reb Shimon, it's mamish beautiful. What's the var? If what the Tahira does is it removes the Tumah. So why is his Madrega Yoiser? I asked the Pasha, you say, because the Tahira said that he's Tar. But Lefi Reb Shimon's Lomdis, that the Mikvah gives you a Chaloy Shem Tahira. If the Mikvah gives you a Chaloy Shem Tahira, then already it's on a whole different level. We once mentioned the Tshuva for Reb Yosef Engel in the Shailos Tshuva's Ben Pyrus. He was discussing that the Kohen that was Isaac in the Parah Aduma, they used to be Metam with him. And then they would send him to the Mikvah because they Dafka wanted him to be a Tfolyoy. Because the Tzadoikim, they held that a Tfolyoy can't be involved in the Parah Aduma. So Lahoitzim Liban, we Dafka wanted that the Kohen Asayr Fis HaParah, he should be a Tfolyoy. And Reb Yosef Engel has a beautiful Tshuva, it's in Chelik Beis, Simon Beis, where he's Matmiya, he says it's Mamish, it's a double tamua. You go out of your way to make the kohen service a par into a tful yoyim. But still, it's a b'di'evit malu asu b'par. So why is this something that we would go ahead and do? So he tells through the lashon of the Rambam, and he says that you see from the Rambam this inyan that there's a maila of a person who was tummy that became tar. We wanted the Kayan Asair Vesapara to be somebody that the Torah was Shafat Olav Shahu Tar. So they dafku in the Tamehim so that now he could be tar. Now the question was, why a Tful Yoyim? Why not let him be a Tahir Gomer? So for that he said, Lahitzim Ilibin Shal Sadaiki. But he says the Iker reason of why they went and they were Matama the Kayan Asair Vesapara wasn't Lahitzim Ilibin Shal Sadaiki. The Iker reason is because we wanted someone that the Rambam says is on that highest Madrega of Tyre. That someone that was tummy that became tar, Shapasik Shafat of Shahutar. In order for a person to attain that, so you need to be Matamim first. So that's why they were Matamim. Go to the mikvah. Now you're not just going to be Tar. You're going to be Tar Shahatar Shafat of Shahutar. Now the truth is, he's still a Tful Yai. Wait till Harav Shemesh. We're not waiting to Harav Shemesh. And then at the end, Rabbi Yosef Engel said that it could be, it's not just the last line of a beautiful tshuva. So he says, Lafize, it could be, this is the pshat, and what Chazal said, that B'mokom, Shabal Tshuva Oymed Ein Tzadik Gomer Yochel Lamed. What's the pshat? Why is the Bal Tshuva Yoyser? So he says, because we find throughout Tanakh and in Chazal that we compare Tshuva to Taira. When a person does Averus, he becomes Tameh. And then when he does Tshuva, he gets Taira. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Ma Mikveh B'Taira Satmeim. Af HaKadosh Baruch B'Taira says Yisrael. Right? So you find this Indian of Taira. So he says, if Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, just like the Mikveh, it doesn't just remove a person's Tumah. But it gives him a tahira that he wouldn't have otherwise had. So much so that the Rambam says that someone that was tummy that becomes tar, in Hilchis Taira, he's in a higher madrega of Taira than somebody that was never tummy before. If that's the case, the same is true when it comes to Ruchnias Diga Taira, when it comes to Mitzvahs and Averis. Somebody that did Averis and was Zoicha to Vizarakti Alechem Mayim Tahirim, he was Zoicha to the Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, his level of Taira is going to be on a higher level of Taira. If the Mikveh has the ability to remove the Averis, so what's the Havamina that the Baal Tshuva should be on the higher Madrega than the Tzadu Gomer? Has no Havana. He never did the Aver in the first place. You did it and it was taken away. Okay, his is pristine. His is brand new. Yours was dirtied already, it was soiled, so why should you be better? The Teretz is because the way the mikveh works is it creates a new chetz of taira, like Reb Shimon said to be mashbed alamdes here in Tumas Atahayim, Reb Chaim's Chakira. If that's the case when it comes to Yenet Taira, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, mikveh Matayra Satmeim, Afakadosh Baruch Matayra says Yisrael, when a person does tshuva, he gets a new taira. A taira that the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos is b'madrega yoyse gevaya. It's b'madrega yoyse gevaya. That's at least an insight into how it's possible that b'mokim shabal tshuva oimid, ain't sad the gomer yachol amid.